Thought this summer phase would be full of sunful rays, fun of days and wonderful ways. No more rain, so I can finally see clearly, but the smog makes me weary. Yo God, can you hear me? What's the theory behind this death and destruction? Please help me understand, cause to me it means nothing. Can you please tell me something? Just what are we to do? So many losing faith and ready to flee you, in a country slowly being consumed by evil. Now what do we do? But continue the sequel, gather weapons more lethal and kill more people. Innocent children, women, the old and the feeble. I'm trying to see you, but man, it's hard. Tears fill my eyes when I pray to you, God. Please put it in perspective, give us some clues. Seems like the world's getting neglected when I look at the news. India, Pakistan, Palestine, and the Jews. And 9/11, it didn't happen cause of them. What I'm rapping about was life on September 10th. America, these problems of the summer ain't nothing new. I think to myself, is this world so wonderful? Look at the sun in the sky and let it humble you. Take a sec, recollect exactly what's in front of you. The same sun that warmed cavemen and dinosaurs, saw blacks fight through enslavement. All kinds of wars, looped the Hindenburg, helped Beethoven write scores. Could Martin build on the pavement, led Columbus west. Saw the fall of Soviet Union towers in the U.S. Witnessed canes become grand pyramids made from sand. Seen Jews prosecuted ever since Abraham. Seen plagues and famine ravage the land. Saw Indian tribes extinct, civilizations lost. Tan Gandhi burned Jesus when he was nailed to a cross. Mecca had a couple secrets from dusk to dawn, but some was here way before they be here will be gone. Bringing life when it shines, but then again, is it wrong? Causing death through droughts and cancer, scorching heat. But the funny thing about it is we can't live without it. Now people flee to cathedrals, to synagogues and mosques. Now the classic synopsis, gaze run the diocese, God can cleanse your soul. How they tell it to be, so they become a bishop, take an oath of celibacy. So no sex for you, ex-homosexual, the cardinal told you praying on your knees will cure your disease. But you was born this way, so there's still symptoms diseased. And pale feeling manifest on troubled boys, they see they self in. So the question was, keeping it suppressed and really helping? Now you're on trial by the Pope and all these other people. A whole life being told that who you were was evil. You tried to tell them you didn't choose it, but they wouldn't believe you. Bishop ordained, our Lord of glories of God's blessings. Keep praying, Hail Mary, repent at confession. Understand we make mistakes, but God forgives. Can't take the pain no more, doesn't want to live. Can't cope with his sins, in a sense he took the kids. Whether blinded by God's glory or deaf to his voice, why would a preacher choose hell if he had a choice?